Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. Today, we touch down at a white elephant of an airport built in Spain at the height of the financial crisis. After airport operations ceased in 2012, the runway fell silent. So, what's next for this landing strip in limbo? Lucinda Elliott has more.
Out over the arid plains of Don Quixote's Castilla-La Mancha, a state-of-the-art terminal to welcome new arrivals was assembled, showing off a decades-long project to upgrade Spain's ageing infrastructure. Money for public works projects had been sloshing around for years, and a local construction magnate saw an opportunity in the sparsely populated part of Spain. The Ciudad Real International Airport, nicknamed Don Quixote, after the character in Cervantes' novel, opened in 2009. At a cost of 1.1 billion euros, the site, some 140 miles outside the capital Madrid, was set to handle the overflow of holidaymakers and short-haul journeys from the city's main airport, some 600,000 passengers a year. But the airport never took off, quite literally. For months, not a single aircraft departed from Ciudad Real. A combination of tremendous funding headaches and the much-anticipated demand that never arrived. Only national carrier Vueling attempted to operate out of it, and in its last year, barely one flight a day landed on the 4-kilometre landing strip, designed, ambitiously, to service the new Airbus 380, the world's largest passenger airline. By April 2012, less than 3 years on from the red ribbon being cut, the 28,000-square-foot airport closed. It sat totally abandoned, a monument to Spain's burst construction bubble. Luggage trolleys trussed together in the car park gathered dust. The runway's yellow lines faded, and what little demand remained was reduced to it being a drop-off point for hunting enthusiasts, keen to visit the region's renowned country estates, or as a movie set for Spanish director Pedro Almodóvar. A different sort of arrival, however, that of coronavirus, is shaking things up for this sleeping giant. The ghost airport is reinventing itself as a park for idle jets. The pivot comes as more than 8,000 planes sit at a standstill around the world, roughly 30% of the global fleet, according to aviation specialists. Fresh waves of infection have meant that any hope of a resurgence in international travel as the new year kicks off just hasn't materialised. Smaller airports, too, are facing a financial crisis of their own, with one in four European hubs struggling to fight off insolvency without state help. So they simply can't afford to offer a decent parking space. Ciudad Real, with its spacious airfield and dry, desert-like climate, got creative, positioning itself as a safe place to park your 747. The main taxiway has been converted to increase capacity. At the moment, it can accommodate about half of the almost 80 jets parked at the hub, with plans to store 300 planes through a series of renovation projects planned by the operator this year. A smart new business plan, based on grounded flights and plane maintenance. Are we ready for no takeoff?
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Our thanks to Lucinda Elliott for today's episode. Remember to tune in on Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, city lovers.